Have you lost weight recently? If so, what's your secret? Diet? Exercise? Or are you one of the millions of people who owe their new physiques to Ozempic or a similar medication? The pros and cons of these remarkable new drugs are taken up by Johan Hari in the new book, Magic Pill: The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs. Johan is the New York Times bestselling author of Chasing the Scream, Lost Connections, and Stolen Focus, and his work has appeared in the New York Times, Le Monde, The Guardian, and other newspapers. Here he is to share five of his key insights.
The moment I learned about the new weight loss drugs like Ozempic, which cause you to lose 15% of your body weight on average, I felt immediately and intensely conflicted. I could see the benefits. I was, at the age of 44, older than my grandfather ever got to be because he died of a heart attack. Obesity sadly supercharges the risk of heart disease and over 200 other diseases and complications. But I was also immediately full of doubt. Every 20 years or so, a new so-called miracle diet drug is announced. Lots of people take it, and then it's discovered that it has some horrific side effect and has to be pulled from the shelves. What are the risks? With your body, is there really such a thing as a free lunch? I spent a year taking Ozempic and travelling all over the world from Iceland to Japan to interview over 100 of the leading experts and other people affected by these drugs, both their biggest supporters and their biggest critics. I learned that there are extraordinary benefits to these drugs and 12 big risks. We're all going to have to weigh these benefits and risks for ourselves. Even if you're not interested in taking these drugs, they're going to transform the society around you, with 47% of Americans expressing a desire to take them. And they'll change us for better and for worse. Takeaway one. There are some massive health benefits to these drugs. Because these drugs haven't existed for long, the best way to gauge their benefits is actually to look at a parallel area of science. Up to now, it's been extremely hard to lose huge amounts of weight and keep it off. And the best method has been bariatric surgery. It's a grim, grueling operation, and 1 in 1,000 people die during it. But if you make it through, the health effects of reversing obesity are staggering. In the years that follow, you are 56% less likely to die of heart disease, 60% less likely to die of cancer, and 92% less likely to die of diabetes-related causes. In fact, it's so good for your health to massively reduce or reverse your obesity that you are 40% less likely to die of any cause at all. The early evidence about how the new weight loss drugs affect people with obesity suggests they move us in a similar direction. If you take them and have a BMI higher than 27, your chance of having a heart attack or stroke goes down by 20%. Takeaway two, you have to weigh these benefits against a lot of risks and a lot of unknowns. While most scientists judge these drugs to be safe, some others are expressing concerns. When rats take these drugs and get pregnant, their babies are more likely to have birth deformities. A team of scientists in France have calculated that the drugs increase your risk of getting thyroid cancer by between 50 to 75%, though other scientists disagree. Eating disorders experts are extremely concerned about what happens when their patients get hold of these drugs and effectively amputate their appetites. And some experts point out that we have no idea what the long-term effects of these drugs are. Antipsychotics were thought to be safe until 40 years down the line, when it was discovered that if you take them over the long term, you are significantly more likely to develop dementia. What could these drugs do to us? But this leaves many of us with a choice. The realistic alternative to these drugs, for me, was to continue to be obese. And the obesity specialist Dr. Shauna Levy at Tulane University School of Medicine told me, "We don't know the long-term side effects of these new weight loss drugs, but we do know the long-term side effects of living with obesity, and they are very serious. We all need to choose our risk. It's not an easy calculation." Takeaway three. These drugs will bring unexpected emotions to the surface. One day, about 7 months after I started taking these drugs, I had a rough day. I was in Las Vegas investigating the murder of somebody I knew and loved for a book I'm working on. It was harrowing. On autopilot, I went to a branch of KFC and I ordered what I would have asked for a year before. I sat there with a bucket of chicken in front of me, and a feeling of sadness I wanted to drown in saturated fats, and realised I couldn't eat it. Colonel Sanders was staring down at me from the wall, and it felt like he was saying, "Hey, what happened to my best customer?" And I thought, you're just going to have to feel your feelings. Lots of people use food primarily to manage their emotions. When a group of scientists were investigating comfort eating, one of the people they spoke with said, "Food is like a sedative to me. It knocks me out, almost like a drug. When I feel any little bit of sadness or anger, I eat. It's almost like being fed as a baby. I will eat and eat until I can't move." Nearly 31% of women and 19% of men say they respond to stress by eating in order to feel better. Sitting in that branch of KFC on West Sahara in Vegas, I realised something sobering. It's only when your eating habits are taken away from you that you understand the job they were doing for you all along. Takeaway 4. These drugs don't work primarily on your gut, they work primarily on your brain. If you ate something now, after a little while, your pancreas would produce a hormone named GLP-1, which is part of your body's natural signal saying, stop eating, you've had enough. But natural GLP-1 only stays in your system for a few minutes and then it's washed away. So Ozempic and Wegovy, which are the same drug marketed under different names, inject you with an artificial copy of GLP-1 that stays around in your system for a whole week. Initially, scientists thought that because it's a drug that's made in your gut, its effects are mainly on your gut, by, for example, slowing down gastric emptying. But now the picture is shifting. Interviewing leading neuroscientists and studying their research, I learned that there are GLP-1 receptors in your brain too, and many scientists believe that these drugs are primarily affecting their users by changing how their brains function. This is both a more intimate change and a more risky one. It makes some scientists nervous that the drugs could trigger depression, but others optimistic that they may be used to treat addiction. Over the next decade, the discovery of precisely how these drugs affect the brain will be the crucial next step in understanding their benefits and their risks. Takeaway 5. There are 3 different senses in which these drugs could be a magic pill. The first is in the sense that they could be a solution to this problem, one so swift and so simple that it seems almost miraculous. There are days for me when it feels like this. My whole life, I was obsessed with junk food. And now I have a weekly jab and the shutters have come down on my appetite. The second is that they could turn out to be an unintended illusion that when you look closer is not what it seems. They might not always work exactly as claimed, or they could come with downsides that are not visible at first glance. Or they could be magic in a third sense. Think about all the classic stories of magic like Aladdin. You find the lamp, you make your wish, and it comes true, but never quite in the way you wanted. Or think about the Disney cartoon Fantasia. It's a parable about how when you start to unleash an unknown force like magic, it can easily spiral out of your control and have effects you could never have imagined at the start. Emily Field, a sober-minded analyst at Barclays Bank who studied the likely value of these drugs for investors, wrote a report explaining that she believed the impact these drugs would have on society was comparable to the invention of the smartphone. On the day that Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone in 2007, none of us could have gamed out TikTok and Uber Eats and hashtag Me Too. These drugs are going to transform our lives in ways we can only begin to glimpse today. That's why it's urgent that we take a beat and think through the evidence very carefully now.
Thank you, Johan. That was 5 big ideas from Magic Pill, The Extraordinary Benefits and Disturbing Risks of the New Weight Loss Drugs by Johan Hari. You might also like our book bite for Johan's previous book, Stolen Focus, Why You Can't Pay Attention and How to Think Deeply Again. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.